RadioSt.Pete.com knows that downtown St. Pete, St. Petersburg, has become the Arts Coast and perhaps one of the jewels of the Arts Coast. You know about the Dolly, and you know about the Museum of Fine Arts, and you know about the Imagine the Chihuly. But if you don't know about Fairgrounds St. Pete, the most incredible, creative, eccentric, exotic, immersive experience, well, I have Liz Dimmitt, the CEO and founder, here today to talk to us about it. Liz, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Tell us all about the Fairgrounds St. Pete and this fantastic mermaid show in March.
Well, Fairgrounds St. Pete is an immersive art and technology experience located in the Warehouse Arts District. And what we've done is we've worked with now over 72 different artists to create an entire environment that lives and breathes art and technology and is created by artists that really reflects that St. Pete, Florida vibe and celebrates weird, wacky, wonderful Florida.
When did you open, Liz?
So we opened to the public in 2021. So we're going on almost three years now, I guess. And that was an interesting time because we were sort of right off the pandemic and getting started. But it was a great time for us to get a lot of work done because during the pandemic, a lot of artists and craftspeople were out of work. So we got to sort of choose the best and the brightest to work with on creating Fairgrounds St. Pete.
So walk us through Fairgrounds and sort of the traditional ever-present evergreen exhibitions, and then let's talk about merculture.
So Fairgrounds St. Pete celebrates all things Florida, and we have sort of an anchor space there called the Mermaid Star Motel. So you buy a ticket, you come into Fairgrounds St. Pete, and you explore this entire artist-made world. And we have what we call aesthetic is retro-futuristic. So you enter sort of an old roadside motel area, and the different motel rooms have different artist exhibits inside of them. And over time, we've added on more exhibits and changed out exhibits. And for us, March is a really special month. We call it Mystical Mermaid March in honor of spring break and all the magic that Florida and mermaids bring together.
Well, it is a celebration. And what I really love about this is there's Netflix, Mer People, is kind of trending. And so tell us a little bit about how Wikiwatchee Springs in Florida and this movie have generated its own. And I believe that you have Tampa Bay's Eric Ducharme, best known as the Mer-Tailor, who will share his journey and connect with people at the fairgrounds.
Yes, he will be there next Saturday on March 16th from 1 to 3 p.m. and will be in conversation with Iona Paris, Seashell Queen, who is also in the Mer-People Netflix movie. She's one of the Afro Mermaid group.
You also had something celebrating those armed forces who were of service to this country. And tell us a little bit about that and how merculture supports people going through stress and trauma.
So merculture is really trendy, but has been around for a long time and is very inclusive. So there's space for everyone in the mer community. We call them merfolk, but mermaid, mermen, merpeople, whatever you want to call them. And both the Mer-Tailor and the Seashell Queen have really interesting stories about how merculture has really helped them become who they are. And the Seashell Queen is a military veteran, and she makes wonderful shell art that we have on view at Fairgrounds St. Pete. And over the last couple years, she's gotten into mermaiding. She is an Afro mermaid, is the group that she's sort of started out with. But got so into mermaiding that she created a group called Military Mermaids that helps veterans and supports them through mermaiding together and generates a lot of camaraderie and fun. And we hosted them back on Veterans Day and then had them back last weekend, but they'll also be here throughout the entire month because all of March we have various finfluencers coming to Fairgrounds St. Pete, so various mer people. Personalities coming every Saturday from 12 to 4. We'll have different finfluencers in the house for you to come do meet and greets with.
So this is in addition to the robust collection of artist-made souvenirs celebrating everything marine. The museum also has limited-time coloring sheets available for purchase, and this is beauty for a cause because proceeds benefit the military mermaids, correct?
Yeah. we have these wonderful just $2 coloring sheets that you can get, put your name on. You can color right there, and we'll put them up for you, or you can take home and have fun. But all the proceeds will go to Military Mermaids.
Fairgrounds' mesh of art and technology is so unique, and it's as unique as your background. How did you go from being all business and with an arts degree, I believe, to being basically marrying them together to create this?
So my undergraduate degree is actually in finance, and I started out in business and quickly realized it just wasn't making my heart sing, and for me, sort of trudging to work every day in New York City. And I got really into the arts community there and started to work in that area and went back and got my master's in art administration, which is a fancy way to say art business, and started working and worked. I've worked at some major galleries. I've worked for a private equity company investing in the art market. I've done a bunch of different things, but I sort of spun that out to becoming what I called a cultural strategist and working with companies, foundations, cities, whoever the clients were, to drive strategy by activating a cultural strategy. And I spent 17 years in New York City, but started to see all the incredible things happening in St. Pete and Tampa Bay, and watching like all these wonderful, especially arts things happening in the culture, just becoming so robust, and really wanted to get my hands on it and get down here and be involved because I'm a Florida girl at heart. And so my husband and I moved down here in 2017, 2018, and I actually went back to work for Dimmitt Chevrolet, a Chevrolet dealership that's been in my family. This is our 100th year in business, actually, here in Pinellas County. But on the side, you know, I can never do just one thing. I'm an entrepreneur, so I created, with some partners, Fairgrounds St. Pete. We started really in 2019, 2020, we did building. 2021, we opened to the public.
And your family has a history and culture of giving back to this community.
I would say so. I mean, this community has been wonderful to us, and we want to give back and be a part of that community. And you know, automotive needs are very important, especially here in Florida, where we don't have great, you know, public transportation. So making an auto purchase is a really big purchase, and we like to be here for people when they're in need, making those purchases or getting their cars fixed. But you know, we're a big employer, we've been around for 100 years, so we've just sort of done a little bit of everything at this point and been through, if you think about it, the dealership went through the Great Depression, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, global pandemics, many, you know, ups in the markets, many downs in the markets. So I just am the caretaker of the dealership for right now, but it'll go on to the future without me. And I hope the same goes for Fairgrounds St. Pete. Like, I'm the one sort of helping it get started and pushing it along for now, but hopefully it'll end up being bigger than me and something that just continues to celebrate St. Pete and our incredible culture here.
It is really iconic. We were so happy to see it featured in Southern Living. So just a couple of little events coming up, and Saturday, March 16th, Saturday, March 23rd, and Saturday, March 30th. Check the website for watercolor portraits. There is a Lost Ocean Trunk Show Saturday, March 9th from noon to 4. That's included with general admission ticket purchases. This is my favorite. And if you remember our friend who made mermaid champagne, who is no longer Mermosa, mm-hmm, champagne, our dear friend from downtown St. Pete, who has left us to go other places with, mm-hmm, her champagne, is Siren Silent Disco. I used to love those when she did that. Well, Saturday, March 9th, I plan to take my mermaid headband and my mermaid tail over there, 6 to 10. Please visit the website to purchase tickets. And you are a 501(c), is that correct?
No, we're actually not a nonprofit. We are a for-profit company, but we do end up trying to give back as much as we can and offering complimentary visits to Fairgrounds St. Pete for underserved communities.
And they are located at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South in downtown St. Petersburg. Tell us what's up next after a fantastic march.
So in April, we actually have a Taylor Swift dance party. It's going to be another silent disco on April 13th, and you'll be able to listen to the different eras on the different channels. In March, we have Mama Palooza going on March 4th. We'll be celebrating all things mom and partnering with the museum.
May.
Yes.
I know.
In May.
Because we don't want to leave celebration of mermaids. Right.
Yes, May. So May, we have, it's the weekend before Mother's Day. We have Mama Palooza. That's in partnership with Fairgrounds St. Pete, the Museum of Motherhood, and the Factory St. Pete. We're all coming together to celebrate all things mom. We'll have workshops, free mammograms, gifts, crafting, all the sort of fun stuff. And of course, Fairgrounds St. Pete right there to be a part of it all. And in May, I can't say who the artist is yet. We're also doing a big installation with a new, well, an up-and-coming St. Pete artist. They'll have a huge installation coming at Fairgrounds St. Pete that will lodge in May as well.
So you're such an artist at heart. I have to ask what your two chihuahuas, your fur babies' names are.
They are Goya and Gaia. That is Goya, named after the Spanish artist, not the beans. I get the beans a lot here in Florida, but, you know, I'll take it.
That's hilarious. So, if you weren't, you've had so many encore chapters. I mean, you were the Gawker artist, you were in finance, you were in arts. What's your next encore chapter? What is it that is another passion project that you just haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I think Fairgrounds St. Pete, we called it Fairgrounds because it is that place. Think of the World's Fair and where the best and the brightest are on exhibition. But, you know, it could be Fairgrounds Memphis. It could be Fairgrounds Orlando. I hope to take it sort of on the road and create other arts destinations, celebrating art cultures wherever we end up being. And I think there's just a lot of exciting things in Fairgrounds St. Pete's futures and just so many places we can go. I just have so many exhibition dreams and artistic ideas and people I want to partner with. It literally keeps me up at night just getting excited about it all.
Well, I think about the circus art that was discovered out in Los Angeles that Dali and the, you know, the Cocteau and all those people had done, and now it's just come back. So when you say art for all, play for all, joy for all, that really just is all inclusive and all immersive, isn't it? That's a great tagline. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I mean, that's really what the mission is. That's what we're trying to do. We're someplace where everyone is welcome. It's fun for all ages and every kind of person. And we want that joy of those sort of shared in-person experiences to be shared, you know, with your family, friends, or just the public who's there when you're going through it, and to just create great memories and good vibes.
So Tampa Bay's only immersive art and technology museum is offering Mermaid Everything this month. It pays homage to a key part of the Sunshine State cultural fabric. What is, you know, we've had Craig Pittman and Bill DeYoung are part of Radio St. Pete with their podcast. What is the quirkiest thing that you feel drawn to, besides mermaids, in Florida?
Oh, I mean, I just was working with an artist today and coined the phrase Florida famous. So I love I love Floridians and the characters and the cast of characters that Florida produces and the wonderful people we have in this state and sort of celebrating whatever it is they're into and their wonderful Floridas. Craig Pickman is great at sort of finding those stories and celebrating those people. But I just love Floridians. I love now, you know, we're going to focus on people who are Florida famous, and that's famous in like a certain special Florida way.
I cannot wait. You heard it first on Radio St. Pete. Liz, we cannot thank you enough. Fairgrounds St. Pete, please join them this month and every month. Bring your guests and come many times and enjoy such an incredible museum. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.